this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Hi, I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore. On CFRC 101.9 FM.
Did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farmland. Ontario Farmland provides local foods and local jobs for millions of Ontarians. But our farmland is under threat. Every day, 319 acres of farmland is lost. Over the past 35 years, 2.8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Hi, this is Jared.
And this is Dana from the Tulips.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Kingston, Ontario.
All right, back to CFRC Spooktacular Wednesday. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Quick quiz for you, Simone the Moan.
Yeah.
What is the plot of Good Boy?
It's about a dog who can see the extraterrestrials, right?
The ghosts.
The ghosts?
Yeah.
You know?
And he's trying to
protect his owner.
Yeah, because
Because the owner can't see.
Yeah.
Right?
Because the dog's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a new one that's just coming out. I think it played at TIFF and some other festivals.
Oh, did it?
And
now, who plays in that? Who do you know who...
I don't know, actually.
...the cast is in that?
Because all of my Instagram about this is just been... pictures of the dog, because the dog is there. There's premieres where all the cast and crew are like bringing their dogs.
Good boy. Let's see. Okay, cast. Okay, so we've got Larry Fessenden. You know him?
No.
Shane Jensen.
Is that the right one? Yeah.
Anya Krawczyk. Stuart Rudin, Ariel Friedman.
No,
you never heard of these people?
Nah.
Okay, so I guess the star of the show is the dog. Now, is the dog like a CGI or...
Nope.
Or no?
It's real dog.
They're using a real dog.
Yeah.
You think so for the whole thing?
Maybe. I don't know what the kind of dog stunts are.
No AI dog?
Maybe. Who knows? Well, you know,
there's got to be some kind of AI in there.
We're going to find out because that is playing at the screening room starting this weekend.
Okay.
I know that there is a real dog in the movie because he looks adorable. He's such a good boy.
Okay, so let's see what it says about it. Oh, it's a maybe. It's a little bit long.
That's fine. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9.
Yeah, it's a little bit long.
Thanks for coming along. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And we just heard from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Red Right Hand. Classic. Why are we listening to spooky music?
Because you love it so much.
Simone's obsessed with Halloween.
Right.
We also heard in there Echo 3 with Peekaboo from the Jeepers Creepers soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's where a brother and sister are on spring break and they're driving through the country and they see a dude throw a person into a hole. And they go to investigate. And what do you never do in a horror movie?
Investigate
holes.
Right.
Never do that.
You never go over there.
It makes for a good movie, but I wouldn't want to do it in real life. We're talking all things spooky here on CFRC.
Yeah.
I love this time of year. It's fantastic.
I know you love it.
Yeah. So this time of morning, we like to talk about events that are going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. And that's why I brought up Good Boy, because that movie's been getting a lot of buzz because it's such an original concept.
Right.
And it just seems like kind of a fun horror movie.
Right.
I don't know how spooky it's going to be. I don't know what it's rated.
I don't know. I was wondering that.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to get down to the screening room this weekend.
I guess you can find out.
Check that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other events that are going on, like I said, like you know, dear listener, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. So we've got the weekend coming up, and it's going to be a nice weekend in Kingston. So we're going to find some things that are happening.
Yeah, what should we do?
Well, here's some, like I said, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and we don't want to jump the gun on Halloween just yet. Mm-hmm. I know I do, but so we're finding some things that are not spooky related. First and foremost, Friday night at Next Church downtown on Colburn Street, a free event. Friday night from 7:30, doors open at 7. It is Walks of Life open mic. It's an all ages music, poetry, short stories, and stand up comedy open mic.
That's great.
Yeah. So yeah. It features Abby Moily, who is awesome. I know her from coming into Old Farm. She's great. Josh Lyon, he's also great. He's a stop motion animator in town. Mm. So, and a host of other artists are going to be there. So if you're downtown on Friday night, get down to Next Church.
Yeah.
It's always some fun stuff.
Yeah, but do some performing and test out your material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said the magic word today. Performing.
Performing.
Because it's another event that's happening today.
Yeah, tell us about this performative performance.
Lalo downtown, Lalo Cafe, Princess Street, downtown Kingston, today at 5:30 is having Kingston's first performative mail contest. Now, the performative mail is something that's just popped up online in 2025. It's fresh. It's brand new.
Okay.
I only know about it because I'm low-key addicted to TikTok, so I've been seeing these things. For those of you who are unaware, performative mail, by definition, is also known as a matcha man.
Matcha man.
Exactly.
I gotta be a matcha man.
Have you ever had matcha before? I haven't.
I don't think so.
It's that green, like green kind of.
Yeah, green. Is there grit in it?
I think it's like made from a powder. It's like a tea sort of thing. It's big in Japan.
Yeah. And I don't think so.
Well, I guess we'll get down to Lalo and
try it out.
Because if you go down there today at 5:30 to enter this performative mail contest, you get a free matcha. They were advertising that. So a matcha man or a performative male is an archetype popularized in 2025 that describes men who display emotional sensitivity and performative feminism, often to appeal to women. So kind of like the idea that they're just sort of playing up this image.
Playing a role.
To get dates. So they're being called out for
And I guess, are women falling for this? I guess they are.
I don't think they are anymore because these performative male contests seem to be coming up more and more and more all over the world. Toronto, New Zealand, Australia, where these guys will come dressed to the nines.
To the nines with all their props as well.
Yes.
And their vinyl records.
Yes.
Their maxi pads.
Yep.
Their tampons, what else?
Their feminist literature, wired headphones, that's a big one, yeah.
Their wide leg jeans,
yeah.
Their tank tops with an open shirt.
Yeah.
I think. So
absolutely.
What's with the tank tops and the open shirt?
Well, I don't know. That's just a style thing.
Just a style?
See, there's a sort of a thing where, what does it say? I lost the quote.
Is this what women truly want?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Is this what I truly want?
I think that's why they're being made fun of so righteously online because they're being called out.
What I really, really want?
I really, really want.
I'm going to say,
Spice Girls?
Spice Girls.
Classic. Those are the performative people
that
I want.
Maybe they like Spice Girls. No, that's too old for them. They wouldn't know what a Spice Girl is.
So you and I have been around the block a little bit. We're a little older than 20.
Yeah.
So we know that this sort of thing has always existed. There's always been like dudes that kind of play things a little too much because they're just trying to like. And so now it just seems like very transparent.
Is that flying too close to the sun or like going too close to like a waterfall or a fog? Or like it's not to the, I don't know.
I think you're on the right track.
What I'm trying to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like, what would the equivalent, like, environmental phenomenon be? Like, what would it be? Yeah.
I don't know. A cloud over a ray of sunshine?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, they're trying really hard. There are critics to this whole performative male competition thing because they say, what if you're a guy who legitimately acts like this and your vibe is being made fun of online? There's that.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty true. I mean, I work on Queen's campus. I've seen these men in the wild.
You've seen them in the wild.
Unironically.
Yeah.
And now that I've been seeing all these contests on TikTok, I see these dudes. I'm like, oh, I know what you're doing. This is just an act.
It's just an act. That really doesn't work.
I always think of...
You should ask the girls at your work. Maybe and get some ideas. Like I'm no use because I don't really know.
This is all new to me too.
I don't really know. Like yeah, you telling me about this morning, like just like right now.
I only really found out about it about a month ago.
My first exposure to whatever this is.
Yeah, it's some weird little subculture coming out of the 20-year-old. So get down to Lalo today at 5:30.
I think it'd be fun though to watch.
Yeah. And to see what it's all about.
And let's see people really kind of, you know, lean into it.
It's kind of like the first dress up.
Entertain.
Yeah, it's like a dress up day in October.
Yeah.
So that would be a good Halloween costume. You might see a lot. But then you can't really go as a performative male for Halloween because people might just think you're a regular dude. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll have to get down there and check it out.
We'll have to.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm your good boy in the morning. It's ED Wake Up on CFRC 101.9.
All right.
And we're going to get back to the tunes.
Yeah.
Next break, we are going to talk nerd stuff. We've got to talk about Freddy Krueger. We got to talk about Freddy Mania in the 80s.
Yeah.
We talked about young people stuff. Now we got to talk about old people stuff.
Okay.
So we're going to play some tunes and we're going to talk about the house that Freddy built.
Okay. Let's.
It's going to be fun. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is The Creep Show with a song called The Devil's Son.
Thank you. from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
In the graveyard at the edge of town lie the eight husbands of the Widow Brown. Now she's digging for this heart of mine, but I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. Right beside those eight, there's an empty plot, but I don't wanna be in the number nine slot. Up till now, she was doing fine. I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. It wasn't her cooking that left them gasping for breath. They were all so good looking that she just loved them to death. Now I'm 6 feet high, good looking I know, but I won't look so good 6 feet below. So I'm gonna get while I still got time. I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. I'll admit I want a nice new home, not a living room in a catacomb. That's one honor I must decline, 'cause I ain't gonna be tombstone number nine. She's a living doll with great big eyes, but she won't fool me like those other eight guys, 'cause I'm gonna leave her love behind. I'm gonna be tombstone number nine. Her kisses are thrilling, but I've been fixing to cease. All the others were willing, now they're all resting in peace. I know she's got plenty real estate, but every day I keep on losing weight. If I don't quit, don't resign, I'm gonna be tombstone number nine. What time does the next train leave?
I can't believe it. No tracks, no sign, no spore.
I think after eating all those sheep, they'd have to take a dump someplace.
So innocent, one little step at a time. You didn't intend any evil, you didn't intend any crime. Just a little adjustment to help out you and your friends. Don't you look too closely now, or you might see where this ends. It's a dark road you travel, darker than you realize. It's a dark road you travel, and you pave it with compromise. First you lie to the people and say they won't understand. Then you lie to yourself and say this is all a part of God.
can run from the light. You can call lies the truth now. You can say wrong is right. It's just
Simone.
Hey, Jeff.
Remember a couple years ago when you and I were at the grad club and I was telling you about that horror movie where the girl gets chased down by a Doberman?
Yes, that runs up a chain link fence.
Yeah! You remember?
I remember. How can I not remember my traumas?
Because that dog, the dog climbs like three fences chasing that girl. Every time she climbs a fence.
Didn't you say there's one where there's a car named Christine or something?
I should just go home right now. I've taught you everything you need to know. That's a fantastic movie as well.
Okay.
Called Christine.
Christine.
Man, what the student has become the master. Uh-huh, what am I trying to teach you? This is fantastic. Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back. Listening to CFRC.
Yeah.
101.9 FM.
I'm happy to be back.
Yes.
And better than ever.
You were out last week arting all over the place,
making videos, doing crazy, running around with all the kids.
You were at Agent 99 at Art After Dark.
Yes, Art After Dark. That's right. I was able to showcase some of my stuff.
Nice.
At Art After Dark. And I actually did sell some prints.
Amazing.
I sold some stickers and I sold some prints.
Your art is amazing. It's splashes of wonderful color. So
yeah,
if you're listening,
it's nice and bright. Happy.
Where should people go to find your art online?
Okay, so if you want to see the art and see the descriptions, like what I was thinking, you know, what's the idea behind the work, I would definitely suggest you go to Instagram, which is Simone Ottley Art, all one word, SimoneOttleyArt.
Cool.
So you can go there. You can also go to the website, but the website is not, we're working on it.
Yeah.
So you can see the art, but you can't really see any descriptions or anything like that. But if you want to get in contact with me, you could always just do it through Instagram. Message me through there.
Nice.
I'll
right
answer you. Yeah.
Can I like commission a work from you? Is that something like if I wanted you to do a splashy, colorful painting of, let's say,
yours truly,
a Doberman climbing a chain link fence?
Yes, you could.
Could I?
Yes, you could. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Make this happen.
Absolutely, we would do that.
We're currently listening to the soundtrack of Tenebra.
Big bright colors.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. We're talking a lot about.
Do you want to be in it too?
Like, I could be the girl getting chased by the Doberman.
Yeah, with the.
You'd have to capture that quick look where I think I'm safe, but then I'm like, oh no, this Doberman can climb fences.
He can climb.
That's a good boy right there. Look, we just heard.
Do Dobermans scare you?
They're kind of intimidating
dog. And now they make like mini Dobermans. I've seen mini Dobermans. Like they're the size of little chihuahuas, but they're like mini.
They're too cute.
Yeah. Like I knew someone who had them and they had their vocal cords cut because they're too yappy.
I hate when people do that.
A little bit much.
You know what freaks me, kind of dog freaks me out, is when a chihuahua is bobbing for apples.
Oh, that's right. Yes, Jeff the movie nerd showed me the cutest little video of a little chihuahua bobbing for apples. But because the chihuahua is so small, the apples are just like cut in little tiny cubes.
And they had it in a glass bowl, so you can see its little
a little
mouth.
Tiny bowl.
That'd be a fun painting.
It would be.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? There's a series of paintings with dogs underneath water, like that captures them right when they jump in.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
That's
some spooky stuff right there. we just heard Cameron and Crawford with Dark Road. Before that, we had a classic from The Aristocrats with Tombstone. Yeah. We had Rocky Erickson with Creature with the Atom Brain. And we opened it up with The Creep Show and The Devil's Son. I'm sensing a theme here today.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
Yeah, thanks for being a good sport, Simone.
I don't know.
Get ready, because it gets worse, Simone, because you know what this segment is.
Okay, this is the nerd section.
Yeah,
this is a nerd... See the nerd room. I'm in the room. I'm locked up in this room. Embrace, somebody let me out.
Embrace the
let
nerd
me
musk.
Out. He won't let me leave. Please. I'm under duress. Please. I'm blinking.
It's fine, Chance. It's fine. It's twice. Okay.
I'm blinking twice. Please. Something is wrong. Her, something Angela. Is wrong.
So, this segment, we like to go over pop culture nonsense, and because it's October, we're steeped in spooky stuff.
Okay, so what have you got for us,
first
Jeff?
Big breaking news story.
Okay.
Family Guy has officially killed off the giant chicken character.
Okay, I've like never even seen a full episode of that.
That's probably a good thing. It's a recurring joke where Peter Griffin keeps getting into massive epic fist fights with this giant chicken.
Okay. And the chicken just shows up?
Yeah, it's always very random, like Family Guy's. But it says that executive producer has confirmed that Ernie the giant chicken, who has been engaged in a comically long and epic fist fight with Peter across multiple seasons, is officially dead and not coming back. That's all I got to say about that. Celebrity birthdays today, because they are social betters.
Oh my goodness, you're too much.
If you were going to go trick-or-treating and you were going to go to Sigourney Weaver's house, what do you think she'd have for like full-size bars, bags of chips? Would she turn her lights off?
She might have something gooey. Because of that little, her famous shot with the alien mouth or whatever, like, you know, and she's all kind of wincing.
Yeah.
She'd probably have something gooey, I think.
That's a good call. Yeah. Something gooey and drippy. Oh, I know the shot you mean.
Okay, what about marshmallows with like graham crackers, like in between?
Oh, like an alien s'more? Like you have like an alien shaped head that's a s'more?
And then you could just pull it out. Yeah, you pull it apart. Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver.
She might have something like that.
Happy 76th birthday to Sigourney Weaver.
She's 76?
She looks great. She's fantastic. She's still working. Yeah, I love her. She's awesome.
Wow. It's so weird because they were like, I guess they were all fully grown when we were young, right? And so it makes sense that they would be in their 80s now.
First Alien was 1979, yeah.
Wow.
And Alien 2, otherwise known as Aliens, that's one that I have to watch every Halloween. That's a perfect sci-fi movie.
Wow, okay.
Happy birthday to Siggy Weaver.
All right.
Yeah. On to more headlines, horror movie related. There's a new Predator movie coming out. It is a sequel to Prey, which came out a couple years ago, which was fantastic. That was the one about... I think it was a young Comanche woman in 1600s United States, and the Predator alien lands. And of course, the Predator alien, its whole purpose is to find the apex predator of wherever he lands and, you know, hunt it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a survival movie where she's like hunting the predator, and it's really good.
Oh, okay. So it's a woman.
Yeah. And she was fantastic in it.
Yeah.
The sequel's finally coming out. It's not really related to the first movie, but it's the same director, same team. So, you know, high hopes. Until we find out that it's got a PG-13 rating, which I don't know if that jives with me, Simone. When I see
why do you think it's too much?
Too little.
Oh, too little.
If I want a Predator movie.
Oh, you want it to be R.
Oh yeah. Oh. It's got to be gooey.
Okay.
Like those Sigourney Weaver alien cookies.
Okay.
So when the news just came down
gooey.
That upcoming Predator Badlands has been issued the PG-13 rating by the MPA.
So you feel like it's just too light.
Too light. You know, it's a Predator movie. You gotta really lay it
so
on
you don't
thick.
You don't want the children there with you.
No.
No kids for this.
Yeah. So this one's like the Predator alien lands on a planet where the Predator alien is the weakest thing, and it has to team up with Elle Fanning, who plays like a robot lady, and the two of them are like surviving on this.
So it's a robot and the Predator. Isn't the Predator kind of a robot too?
He's like a weird alien with like robot stuff.
Cyborg type of thing?
What am I telling you for? You know this stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know how I know.
So that's on. Okay. I would recommend Prey. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie.
I need to pray.
Yeah.
PR.
A-Y.
Yes.
That's right.
These things are too scary for me. Like, I can't, like...
You pray and then you pray is what
okay,
you do.
Okay.
Whichever order is up to
all
you.
All right, okay.
Back to the celebrity birthdays. Matt Damon turns 55 today.
Okay, Maddie.
I don't know if he's ever been in a horror movie. Off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
No, like, I feel like he's been in kind of... just mostly action, right? He'll just go either drama or action.
Yeah.
Because he was in a film called Elysium. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
He was some kind of cyborg himself.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's probably the closest we've got to like a spooky movie. Yeah, because it's all very gross and
But not scary.
Not scary. Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms, but
I don't know what's that.
It's a really bad. It's a very bad '90s like kind of like a Scream or I didn't know he did last summer.
Oh,
one of those. Okay. One of that era. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not the
That's
best.
Behind him then.
It is. Yeah. And happy 82nd birthday to Chevy Chase.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. All these people, they're seniors now.
Yeah. Wow. It's sobering is what it is.
I know. It's coming for us.
Absolutely.
I got all this like gray hair like coming in now.
Oh, you look fine.
You know, it's coming in the front. Like I got the grays coming in.
I like my beard, how it like yeah, it's like, very like, regal.
Yeah, it is. It is. So it's not too much. Just a little bit.
You know who's aging like a fine wine though?
Who?
Sam Neill.
Who's that?
The guy from Jurassic Park.
Ah, the guys whose picture you have right here. In front of me.
That's right.
So just so for those of you who don't recall the name, this guy, Sam, was the father in the first Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, he was like Dr. Alan Grant.
Okay, yeah, he was the father, right?
Well, there wasn't a father.
Who was the kids?
Well, the kids weren't his kids. That was the whole thing, was that his girlfriend wanted kids, but he didn't like kids. And then in the first Jurassic Park, he gets saddled with Richard Attenborough's grandkids.
Oh, they're not his kids.
They're not his kids, which is like part of the fun.
Okay.
Because he's a curmudgeon. He doesn't like children, but like, you know.
Doesn't like kids.
The one kid's a big fan of his book about dinosaurs, and the other girl has like a little crush on him or something.
Yeah.
And then he has to save them
like,
from.
I feel like it's a perfect film. Like, it was so good.
That's a good one for Halloween for like younger viewer. Like, I was a kid when I watched that. It's still scary though.
Were we scared? I don't know. There's like those parts where the T-Rex eats the people. You know what I mean? We're like,
makes you want to go vegan.
Were we scared or were we just excited?
Thrilled, maybe.
Thrilled.
Yeah.
We were thrilled.
It's a good thriller.
Thrilled, not scared. Not terrified. Just thrilled.
That'd be a fun family-ish.
Yeah, that'd be a fun
Halloween
one.
Movie.
That'd
yeah.
be a fun one.
So
yeah.
Sam Neill is a little bit in the headlines just because the classic John Carpenter movie that he did back in the 1995, In the Mouth of Madness, is coming to 4K disc. It's a sci-fi horror thriller. I can't remember the plot because I haven't seen it in a few years, but I'm overdue for a rewatch. So I'm very excited because John Carpenter, he did that movie Christine about the car. He does really great horror movies back then. So I would check that out now that it's available on 4K. And last but not least, before we get back to the tunes, Joe Bob Briggs.
Yes.
Yes. The horror host extravaganza.
The gentleman who said there are no rules, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's a genius, and he does the Last Drive-In on Shudder. This month, he's doing 3 horror movie marathons. They had one last week where the theme was psychos and survival. That's where we watched that Mute Witness that was so good, and I never heard of it. Mm-hmm. Tonight, he's doing a special double feature on AMC, because as you know, for this month, AMC and Janelle Monáe is hosting it. She's doing Fear Fest.
Oh.
That's why I'm posting all these pictures of her costumes, because her Halloween costumes are epic.
Is that why you sent me that picture? Okay, of E.T.?
Yeah, that's her Halloween costume a couple years ago. Like,
no, she was in... That was her?
The neck is where her face is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I looked at it and I'm like, okay, I don't see the connection. I didn't realize she was inside of it.
Yeah. So she's hosting Fear Fest on AMC, where every day in October they're doing little mini marathons. And so tonight, Joe Bob Briggs and Darcy and hopefully Janelle are going to be on to do a Nightmare on Elm Street double feature.
Interesting.
So I'm going to sign up for the free trial of AMC Plus. It's on at 8:00 tonight.
Yeah.
And they're going to screen Nightmare on Elm Street and then Freddy versus Jason, which came out when you and I were in high school.
Oh my goodness, Jason.
It was a fun one.
That was scary. That was scary.
Like when he's coming out of the cornfield and he's on fire and he starts slashing up those teens. So good.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And so then scary.
Robert Englund, who played the original Freddy Krueger in all the movies, he was like 55 when he filmed Freddy versus Jason. He does all his own stunts. He's underwater. He's doing wire work. Like, it's a fun action movie. It's campy. Yeah. It's like good, bad.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, though. So tonight on AMC, I'm probably going to check that out. And the reason I always nerd out about Joe Bob Briggs isn't just because of the movies, but because his segments, he goes into these deep dives about like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You learn things about the movie you would never know. He goes on these wild tangents. He's a very smart dude. Very smart cowpoke.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of fun to watch his take on these things.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what he has to say about Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
Because Freddy Krueger is, you know, the man.
The man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't go to sleep tonight or ever.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
I was so scared. My uncle had us watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Said that we needed to watch it. Like, it was important for our childhood that we watch it.
He's right.
Right? And so, like, he just put me in a chair, and I had to just sit there in the chair and, like, watch it. It was so scary. And, like, that was also around the time of Gremlins. Like, there's just so many Chucky. Like, there's just so many, like, scary things for children, but I don't know if they were really for kids.
Classic stuff, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, that's the, you got to have an uncle that will show you that stuff. Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I know you need this. You need this.
And he's right. He's right. The first one's fantastic. I don't really recommend the rest. But before we get back to the tunes, what is it? 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 2, 3, 4, better lock the door. 5, 6, grab your crucifix. 7, 8, better stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again.
Ooh.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the
Bone. And we're going to get back to the tunes. We'll see you guys in a little bit.
Okay. Bye. For now.
Spooky.
Not going to open itself.
Open the door, you'll find the secret. To find the answer is to keep it. You'll believe it when you find something screaming across your mind. Green slime. What can it be? What
What is the reason? Is this the end to all the reason? Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? Dreams lie. To space in wonder for thousands of years, sometimes thinking that life could be somewhere. Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? Dreams lie. Dreams lie. Dreams lie. Dreams lie.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Shows doesn't create psycho killers. Canceling TV shows does. The Wayans Brothers was a good show, man. It was a good ass show, and we didn't even get a final episode.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I got something to admit. I met a man out in the sticks, a good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know Liddell wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. He said, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands. You're a six-string picker, just as I am. Let me learn you some, I know a few turns to make all the girls dance. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Damn my foolish eyes. 'Cause that man's lessons had a price, oh sweet price. My sweet soul, everlasting, a very own eternal life. Don't you know that the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Well, the devil wears a suit and tie. I saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by.
Simone.
Yes, Jeff?
What was that? It was a poltergeist in the studio, Simone. It was...
Are you like?
I'm scared.
You're
frightened.
Scared. You're frightened.
It's cold in here.
Yeah.
It's because it's the ghost of the of the other nerds.
I think you've just turned like several shades of red.
Simone, I'm freaked out. I don't know how I'm gonna thank the Lord that we're doing this show in the morning.
Could
you imagine if this was a night show? I'd have a sleep here.
It would be a bit much.
I wouldn't want to walk home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think this place has a lot of stories.
It must.
If the walls could talk.
Exactly. Thank goodness they don't. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And we are doing all the talking for you instead of the walls. This is CFRC Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. Hope you're all having a great day.
Mm-hmm.
It's October, so that's why we're into the spooky tunes, if you're just joining us.
In the fall.
Yeah, absolutely. We just heard from Colter Wall with The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie.
Probably.
Nothing if not, snappy. Who was the best dressed devil in any movie about, like, like Gabriel Byrne played the devil?
I don't know.
And he was always rocking his cool suit.
Al Pacino?
Al Pacino,
probably would say.
That was like a slick 90s kind of...
Right.
Yeah, but he was good at yelling.
I think there's a lot of yelling in that.
Yeah, but he looked good in a suit anyways.
I think he was a suit. And plus it was on like Wall Street, right?
Yeah,
it
that's
place
right.
There, so the suit fits.
Slick. We also heard Beheaded from The Offspring from the Idle Hands soundtrack. We had The Green Slime by The Green Slime from the TV show called The Green Slime. I forgot what that one was called.
I don't know.
Grasping at straws here.
a show about green slime?
It was called The Green Slime.
Oh, it was called. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And we heard Susie and the Banshees with Halloween.
Oh.
Very fitting.
Mm.
Yeah, so we're coming to the close of the show. The Mood with May is up next. Simone, in summation, what did you learn today?
I learned that I don't know why what I'm doing here with you right now.
We will let you do
in
a
this
month.
Space. I don't know, but I certainly always love just. I do love being with you and.
Don't have to smooth things over.
I do. And hanging out with you, I do. I genuinely do.
Well, we also learned that there's a movie called Good Boy that's out of the screening room.
That's true.
And I wonder if it's going to walk the line between adorable or horrible. We'll see.
Yeah.
About a dog.
We'll see.
About a dog that sees ghosts.
Good boy.
You get a good boy.
Yeah.
We learned that Chihuahuas bobbing for apples is probably the cutest thing on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there.
Yeah.
We learned about that I could commission a painting of a Doberman climbing a chain link fence.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
What
other spooky dog stuff did we learn today? I've been seeing a lot of like doggy costume contests online popping up. Yeah, because you dress up. Yeah, you dress up your little dog, take him to a park.
You know what? I went into Pet Value, I believe, at the RioCan. Just wanted to go in there.
Yeah,
they have so many costumes.
Really?
For pets.
Yeah. Eh?
Yes, it just goes on and on and on, displays upon displays upon displays.
That'd be fun, I think.
If you want to dress up your dog,
yeah,
that's the place to go.
October 31st, Skeleton Park at 4 o'clock or 4:30. They have their annual Halloween parade where all the little kids go do their parade and then they go off trick-or-treating.
Okay.
You should bring your dog. Dress up your dog.
Dress up your dog.
Yeah. Like my brother, little Walter's long since passed, so he doesn't have him anymore.
Oh, did he?
He did, unfortunately. Oh. He's crossed the rainbow bridge and he's playing in the dog park in the sky.
I'm so sorry about that. You didn't tell me.
Oh, I mean, it was a little bit ago, but the idea was that he was an Italian greyhound and we were going to have Andy dress up like Sigourney Weaver from Alien and then have Walter in a bugaboo under his shirt with his little head sticking out and he'd just walk around and he'd feed him little treats.
Yeah.
But then I don't think Walter would like kind of being suspended in a bugaboo for very long.
Right.
But either way, we didn't think it's
good. Do you think you guys might get a new one?
They already got a new dog.
Oh, they did?
They got Mabel. Just graduated from puppy kindergarten.
Mabel?
Yeah, they named her after Selena Gomez from Only Murders in the Building.
And Mabel.
They like old person names for their dogs.
Yeah, okay.
So I sent
my... So what is Mabel? Like, what type of dog?
A terrier. She's some sort of curly-haired terrier.
Oh,
yeah, but
okay.
I sent my brother the video of that Chihuahua
bobbing for apples.
And he's like, yeah, Mabel would just make a mess of that.
Oh, no, well, she's still learning. She's just a puppy.
She's just a puppy.
She's just a little good girl.
Maybe try and bring Mabel on the show, maybe.
Yeah, do it.
I don't know. We'll see. It depends if she passed puppy kindergarten.
Do it.
Well, yep. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We hope you all had a great time this Wednesday with us.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, eat and be merry.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then we'll see you guys next week for, what is it, a Christmas show next week? No, wait! Halloween show next week.
More Halloween.
Yeah, but stay tuned. Because we got The Mood with May up next. We're going to play ourselves out with Current Swell and their song Cursed. No, you know what? Screw it. We're going to play Alice Cooper. He's back, the man behind the mask.
All right.
My name is The Nerd.
And I'm The Moan.
See you guys next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Space aliens, don't eat me. I have a wife and kids. Eat them.
Silence. We are travelers from a certain nearby ringed planet whose name we'd prefer not to mention. My name is Kang. And this is my sister, Kodos.
Hello. I suppose you want to probe me. Well, might as well get it over with.
Stop. We have reached the limits of what rectal probing can teach us.